space, the ultimate holiday destination.
No light reading, no working on the laptop, no free drinks, just the long wait until liftoff.
Prepare for maximum acceleration.
Going into space literally and figuratively lifts you up above your earthbound experience, and it gives you a kind of a mountaintop experience.
For centuries, man has looked to the skies and sought to uncover the mystery of the universe. The telescope brought into focus the craters on the moon and the canals on Mars. But it was limited, and man's insistent hunger for knowledge and experience would not be satisfied until he broke the massive chains of gravity and set foot himself on a planet other than his own.
Now this is really, really cool.
Forward into the universe.
For a long time, not a day went by that I didn't look up into the sky and wonder.
Now this is really, really cool.
In space, no one can hear you scream. But that doesn't mean you won't feel like it.
Prepare for maximum acceleration!
Now this is really, really cool.
A friendly little fellow in a form-fitted couch about to make his mark.
Forward into the universe.
One. Ignition. We have liftoff.
Congratulations, Captain. Done it. Very impressive.
Now this is really, really cool.
Galaxies, the Milky Way, solar system, planets, Earth, and then us.
The great unknown. Limitless heavens crowded with sparking mysteries, challenging man's curiosity. But the heavens are not oceans. Man cannot push a boat into its currents and set sail for the next horizon. The heavens are a mystery only science can solve, as it penetrates the unknown.
This is a three-dimensional world.
Can a two-dimensional object exist in our frame of reference? And if it did, would it have material? Would it have mass?
Are you from this time or from the future?
Do you realize if you look at a two-dimensional thing straight on, you can see it as plainly as I see you? But when it turns sideways, you can't see it at all. Now you see it, now you don't.
Well, hypothetically, anything is possible.
You can monitor radiation as old as the origin of the universe.
The song of the stars.
Man's endless search for knowledge has too often squandered his courage and warped his vision, so that he has faced the unknown with terror rather than awe, and probed the darkness with a scream rather than a light. Yet there have always been men who have touched the texture of tomorrow with understanding and with courage. Through these men, we may yet touch the stars.
In space, no one can hear you scream. But that doesn't mean you won't feel like it.